You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
When the chips are down and democracy's back is up against the wall, two radio veterans step up to the microphone to right the wrongs, standing for truth, justice, and just because. Hey, are they ready to go yet? It's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
Oh, yeah. Wow. You ready to go? Yeah. Every day it's a new adventure, isn't it? Really?
It sure
it really is. This is a very special edition of the John and Gordy Morning Show.
It is.
We're calling this one Trump Set Iran Back 2 Months. Trump Set the U.S. Back 50 Years.
Oh.
This is that kind of edition of the Morning Show.
Okay.
It's a little longer, but I didn't spend much time on that. So.
We've got to workshop that title a little bit, make it a little punchier. Look at the clouds out there this morning.
Yeah.
It's just cloudy and humid again, and talking about more rain again, rain later today. Of course, concerts on the square. It's the first one of the season.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
I know. The season begins tonight, but they'll make a call on the rain around 3 o'clock. Whether they're going to, have the shows or not.
I'll have to get out my special grass pants, to sit out there in the lawn.
Grass pants?
So I can down.
Well, you're not familiar with concerts on the square, are you?
My fancy wines.
Okay. Dom doesn't know what we're talking about, concerts on the square. They have six of them each season, the summer season.
Okay.
They're up on the Capitol Square with the Wisconsin... Orchestra.
Too much information.
Oh, you don't mind? Okay.
Just be uncertain.
John's not a fan.
So they
just say that.
They have concerts up there. People show up.
It's really nice.
Sit out on the grass, and they bother everybody else by getting in everybody's way. And they're very cool and hip. So
why can't you just
hoity-toity?
I'll have to go myself, and I'll be the decider.
That's where all the elite go. It's real fun.
They get a big crowd, and...
But at least I have my grass pants, so I could just go up there and sit down on the grass.
Your grass pants. It's the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra.
They do this
six times a year. And tonight's theme, you might actually like it, John, if you went. Because it's... It's Motown. Motown is the theme tonight.
I've had enough of Motown.
Well, okay.
I mean, I like a lot of the music. I just don't, like an intense amount of Motown,
Okay.
Too much sometimes.
Yeah. I like it when they have something like, the Star Wars thing.
Sure.
Or, superhero themed evenings.
Yeah, tonight is, it's called Dancing in the Street, Motown Hits by Radiance.
Great.
Yeah,
Dancing in the Street.
Yeah,
we're gonna see that.
Well, you might like
see dancing out on the lawn.
Okay. Why are you? You're just so.
Sassy.
Did you have
a bad
experience?
Very sassy.
Have you had bad experiences at the concerts on the square?
I just
don't like the traffic or the what.
When I first moved here, I was very wary of Madison. From Milwaukee, very blue collar. And I didn't know what to expect, but what I did acknowledge was that there is a certain element here in Madison, and I used to call it Madisensitivity.
Oh, sure.
And it's super, super liberal stuff that just drives me crazy. It's Green Party stuff. I'm all for green energy. I'm just not into this Green Party thing. And it was just something that bothered me a lot, and I call it Madisensitivity.
Okay.
I coined that phrase. It's in the dictionary. Go ahead, look it up.
Well, for those that want to go to concerts on the square and enjoy the show and enjoy having, bringing some picnic food and, putting a blanket out on the lawn.
Being out there with the elite.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Dancing in the Street. Again, that's tonight. next time around, they're... They have Celebration of Liberty, and then they have American Song on July 9th. This is the big lineup for the rest of the season. Mozart and Mahler. I know you're a big fan of both Mozart and Mahler.
Absolutely, yes, yes.
And then Dark Side of the Moon. That might be.
There you go, right there.
See, there's your rock thing.
That's it.
That's on July 23rd.
Yep.
And then Shostakovich and Beethoven. Again, two of your favorites.
You bet.
I know. You're really into the classical stuff. Okay.
Look, I really go overboard when I talk about this stuff. So, and I'm mostly kidding about Concerts on the Square. It's a great event for the public.
You backtracking now. Yeah, mostly kidding.
But it is kind of an elitist thing, and I'm just not into it.
Okay. All right. Well, for people that are into it, they'll make the call on the weather at by 3 o'clock. Okay.
I'm not going to get into it. You know,
you're too deep into it now. You got the mucklucks on, and you're treading water, buddy. Okay.
Yeah. Well, okay.
All right. Let's check the weather
right
now.
Why don't we do that?
Samsung WMDX watch?
You always go to me first. You're always springing this on me. Do you have something that you want to contribute to the weather forecast today?
I know that it's 70 degrees on the WMDX thermometer outside our window.
The official WMDX weather watch says 70 degrees currently.
Okay. So we're in agreement.
There. High of 79 today.
Yeah.
And a low tonight of only 71 degrees.
Okay.
Yeah.
What time is sunset?
Well, the sunset time is 8:41. It's going to get any further than 8:41.
Okay. Roll that weather roulette wheel. Let's check the afternoon high temperature there, Dom. Okay. And around it goes, spinning around, making us all dizzy. 78. Black 78.
Okay. Weather roulette takes forever to actually finish. That thing, it goes
big
forever.
Wheel. Yeah, it's a big keep deal. On turning.
But it's accurate.
It's accurate, at least. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Here's the thing. And I listened last night. I listened to Pete Schwabe last night.
Oh yeah.
Oh no.
I heard you on that program, Dom.
Oh no.
What did he say? I didn't listen.
Schwabe just keeps sweeping more information out of Dom's head. And I'm just like, okay, Italian, Mr. Italian in there.
Oh, okay, that's something you have in
right
common.
Right there, right? Yeah, I'm an Italian as well.
There we go.
And
what else?
And they apparently have some kind of Sunday brunch date, I believe. At
Who has a Sunday brunch date?
Pete and Dom.
And Dom?
Yeah, they're going to make it out down to Bennett's Meadowwood Country Club.
I know what you're talking about as soon as you're saying it.
Yes, all right, Bennett.
What's that all about?
It's smut and eggs.
Oh, smut and eggs?
Yeah,
really?
You bet. You know about Bennett's, right?
They have it on Sunday mornings, right?
Yes.
Is that the deal?
Yes.
Now, I've never been there.
No,
I
haven't either.
But it's somewhere in Madison.
Yeah.
It's on near the interstate somewhere, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Pete was talking all about it, and he was saying, Dom, you got to go. You got to go here. And
He
really set me up because I had no idea that he wanted me to go to this place.
It's on Freeport, and it's right near Raymond Road and 151, Verona Road and Raymond Road.
All right.
It's in the Valley area.
All right.
And the funny thing is, I used to go by there all the time when I was doing the census, kind of a shortcut underneath the bridge, but there's no name.
There's no sign?
There's no sign. It's Freeport Road.
You got to know where it is.
Yeah, it's Freeport Road, but there's no sign saying this is Bennett's.
Well, I understand the breakfast buffet is really good. That's what I've heard. I don't know.
Well, I think it's the artsy films that they show.
The artsy films. Okay.
Now, you guys were talking about, this would be a better thing in the afternoon. But I don't know if it's ever better. And this is my point is that, smut and egg sounds fun and crazy and really different and all that.
Yeah.
But, when you're in a crowd of strangers and you're sitting there eating brunch, breakfast, and you're watching porn with a lot of people around, I don't know. I guess it takes a certain personality to make it down there.
Got a text comment here from Catherine who says, "You're an idiot, Peterson." So just getting going. You got her going earlier. Well, not good.
That was 3 minutes ago, too.
Not good. Okay. Dom, let's go to your new feature that you've brought into the show. Switch gears here.
Yes. All right.
Spinning
all right.
Our wheels.
Let's stick to would you rather, all right? This is day two of it, you know what I mean?
And, would you rather?
Would you rather. Very simple game, but I figure I want to ask you a few questions, see if you know what it is.
Sure, go ahead. Go on to Bennett's.
You got the wheel.
All right, first one. Would you rather always feel like you're about to sneeze or always have an itch just out of scratching reach? Which one would you rather have? I know you don't want either, but which one would you rather have?
John, you want to go first?
I guess the scratch.
Just out of scratching reach?
Yeah.
You don't want to always feel like you want to sneeze? No?
No, I hate that more than anything.
I wouldn't mind that because I can fight that off.
Yeah.
So I would rather have the sneeze thing. Feeling like you're going to sneeze.
Yeah, you eventually end up sneezing.
Yeah, that's the problem. But I think I can fight that off.
I think so, too.
What about you? Okay.
Right. Oh, actually, okay, hold on.
Do you have an answer?
Yes, I think I would agree with you, Gordy. You know, about to sneeze. Yeah.
Wow. All right.
John,
looks like I made some enemies on this show this morning.
Okay. Second question. Would you rather talk like Mickey Mouse when you're angry or laugh just like SpongeBob? Which one would you rather?
Laugh like SpongeBob.
Yeah, that one I would agree with. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right. What about you? Would probably agree too. Yep, that one was more
going to have to practice that one.
Okay.
And then the last one, third and final one. Would you rather travel for free for the rest of your life or never have to pay for food ever again? This one's tougher. I can tell John's thinking right now. Look at his mind's racing.
I don't travel for free.
I would go with that. Yeah.
All right. Oh, well, yeah. This is my first disagreeing. I think I would never pay for food ever again because I love eating. So I would.
You know what? You said that on Pete Schwab's show yesterday as well.
Yeah. Okay,
you know what? Well, if there's any question about food, we should talk to you about the food.
Go straight to me.
Yeah.
Yep. Especially straight Italian dishes too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? Fantastic. You like dabbling in the kitchen?
Yes, I do like dabbling in
the kitchen. Cool, man. So do I.
I got to bring some nice, you know, rigatoni in one day, you know?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Really?
Sure.
Yeah.
There you go, Gordy.
Well, good deal.
Match it.
Oh, I can't match that. You guys are into the rigatoni, I can tell. Have a little meeting after the show and discuss your Italian recipes and heritage.
To a little bit of porn.
Oh, God.
Maybe not so much. I don't know about that one. But
all right.
There are plenty of good Italian restaurants around
here.
You
know? Yes, there are. Yeah.
Lombardino's comes to mind.
Yeah, that's right around the corner from you.
Right. And there's one on Regent Street. I can never remember the name of it. With the bookstore next to it.
Yes.
What is that?
Yes. I can't remember that one either. But that's a nice one. We have one in Middleton.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
you know the name of it?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
Venturi or something. Who knows?
Okay. A little bit later on in the show, in our 7 o'clock hour, Amy Horak will be in with the agricultural report, what to do with your lawn when you get all this rain and have to deal with that. We'll be talking with her. And, I'm going to fill you in on something new that we have.
Mm-hmm.
The Sugar River Pizza Party.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
I'll tell you more about this.
Yeah, you can enter your whole office in for a pizza party with John and Gordy at Sugar River Pizza. We'll tell you more about that when we come back. We're just getting going on Wednesday morning.
That's right. It's the You're an Idiot Peterson edition of John and Gordy.
That's it.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, everybody! Come on, come on! Hey, this is Madison's rock and roll dentist, Chris Cameron. You know, a vote for John and Gordy as best radio team in Madison is a vote for better dental hygiene. Why? I was hoping you'd ask. Because they make you smile. I know that smiling is a good thing.
So be sure
to vote for John and Gordy in the Best of Madison poll from Madison Magazine. And don't forget to floss every day. And you know what? Get back on the sugar. Come on.
Come on.
Yeah, he's there.
Chris Kammer.
He's been taking care of our teeth for years, decades.
Yes, that's dentist, the rockin' dentist.
The rock and roll dentist, yeah.
Chris Kammer. Yeah, thank you for that endorsement. If you'd like to help out, you know, there's a few more days to vote for us for Best of Madison, Best Radio Team. And you can go right to our website, WMDXradio.com, and click on the banner that says Best of Madison. You can also click on our friends banner, Sugar River Pizza. They're up for Best Pizza, I believe, is the category.
They've won a number of times already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can check that out as well. And we're going to be doing some pizza parties coming up this summer with Sugar River Pizza.
And that's going to be fun.
It's going to be
advanced. It really is. Catherine wonders now, Dom, do you live in a gravel pit? Is that
Well, that was the question I asked.
Yeah,
and that answers yes. I do.
All right. Well,
see,
now you guys know.
Kind
of thought so.
You doubted me.
All right.
You have a band down there?
Okay. Well, don't shoot any dogs while you're down there.
Oh, man. Okay. Let's move on. 24 minutes past the hour. And Sarah joins us from Wings Over Madison. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I always like the name of the place because it's Wings Over, and then you just add the city or the location, right?
A little bit closer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you all set up there?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Sarah, you just reopened on Tuesday?
We did on Tuesday.
Okay. Why were you, you were closed for a little while, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we heard a Madison. We let you down. The wings weren't crispy. The tenders weren't juicy. We were inconsistent. And so our flavor was unforgettable.
Yeah.
And so we believe that Madison deserves better. And we closed our doors. We retrained. We rebuilt. Mm-hmm. And quite honestly, we obsessed over every single detail.
Great. And now you're reopened.
We are reopened. Excellent. And so happy.
The different ways to prepare what you have, the wings and the tenders, all redone, reformulated, the way you cook and prepare them and then present them in the amount of time from the cook to the table, right?
Yeah. So retraining on all recipes.
Yeah.
And making sure our team is up to speed, consistency.
Now, you're located at near UW Hospital, right? On University Avenue?
2739.
Okay. Yeah.
Right across from the VA Hospital and Children's.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yes. So that's a convenient location.
Yeah, totally.
Easy to get to.
And it's not so much saving the business, but it's saving something that Madison has loved and we love.
We love wings here. And this is kind of an interesting, you know, a business to admit something like this, you know, close down, reformulate because maybe it wasn't as popular because you didn't get the exact recipe the way people like wings in this town prepared and chicken tenders as well. And it's, you know, they're a staple food here in town anyway. So, you know, it's great to have a reformulation. So what do you think that you've changed in this way, you know, as far as like, you know, breading or sauces, what took place?
So it's really just retraining on the recipe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we really want to gain trust back, so much that we're giving away chicken, for 5 days.
Wait a minute, right now? Really?
Yes. So, at open on the 24th through the 29th,
mm-hmm.
Listeners and the community, Badger Country, can get a 3 tender pack or a 6 boneless pack. And a pack includes, stay with me, guys.
Okay.
Includes French fries.
Yeah.
Your choice of 17 different flavors.
Yeah.
And ranch or blue cheese. Which one are you?
Okay.
Ranch. I'm definitely ranch.
I kind of like the blue cheese as a dip. But also, do you have the hot sauces?
So, yes. So, spicy, tangy, savory.
I like anything with lime in it. So, That's where I'm at.
Okay, so we have a limited time offer flavor right now called Chili Lime. It's a dry rub.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's absolutely
really?
Delicious.
Yes, dry rubs. I love dry rubs.
Right, so our offer, you can get one per day.
Mm-hmm.
One
mm-hmm.
per day, right? And the hardest decision is which flavor.
Yeah.
You do have to make a small purchase, so any purchase. So okay. buy a drink and mm-hmm. get your whole entire meal for free.
Wow.
Yeah, one per day until the 29th.
The 29th.
Yep. So three more days here, which is okay. Including today.
Yeah, okay. So order online on the website. Mm-hmm. The promo code is MADPACK25. Okay. MADPACK25.
And what's the website?
Wingsover.com.
That's it, wingsover.com. And then what's the code again?
MADPACK25.
MADPACK25. Write that down, Dom. Okay. We don't want to miss anything. Okay.
Nope, I'm on it.
All right. And
no, wait, is this for delivery? To go?
It's to go. Absolutely. Okay. You can dine in as well.
Okay. All right.
And we're out of time here, Sarah, but thanks for coming in. And we appreciate you. I see you brought some wings here. And
I did.
We'll have to
boneless
get to those
wings.
During the commercial breaks. We'll break into those. Good luck with the reopening.
Yeah.
And again, we appreciate you stopping by.
This smells so fantastic. So we're going to have to try it out and let you know what we think. Okay.
Yes, please.
So wingsover.com. And you can take it from there. MADPACK. What was it?
MADPACK25. Or you can follow us on Instagram at eatwingsover.
Oh, okay.
All right.
That's the easy way to do it. Sarah, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you. Yeah. And good luck with the reopening.
Thanks so much.
I'm going to have my Gen Z kids call in and order some.
Are you?
Definitely, okay. Yes. Very I know good. They'll love it.
All right.
Yeah.
29 minutes past the hour. When we come back, we'll be talking with Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils on John and Gordy in the Morning. Stay with us.
This is Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe. Listen, when you vote for John and Gordy for Best of Madison, mm-hmm. it's like voting for brats, the Packers, mm-hmm. the Badgers,
right.
or cheese.
What?
Yeah, that's John and Gordy. Cheesy.
Thanks, Pam.
Oh, yes. WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the Morning.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Madison Hearing Aid Center. You can find them at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They offer fast and flexible appointments. They're family-owned and community-focused, and they are helping people change their lives. Their goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Check them out today. Go to MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. You can get a free hearing test to get you started and then make an appointment. And again, they're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Madison Hearing Aid Center.
Time once again for Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils, and so many things to talk about from your podcast
yeah.
that I listened to last night, and I was just fascinated by the subject matter. But let's go back to last
okay.
Thursday when we were talking about the balance of liberal or conservative teachers in colleges and in schools. And my question has always been, and this is like, you know, maybe 5 or 6 decades old, this question, what happens when you have more liberals in all of these schools? I mean, is it a natural thing that a more liberal person would go into teaching, wanting to educate the future of our country? Or is it, I'm not quite sure what makes it out of balance? Why do we have more liberal teachers in the profession?
Well, you're going to ask that question now. And,
yes.
Okay, you know, breaking news here.
Yeah.
All right.
So there's a long, deep, dark, secret plot that has been orchestrated over the years to install liberal Marxist socialists in positions to influence the youth of America to get them to become communists.
So it's been true all along here.
yeah. So you just were the first one, John, to finally ask the question directly. And here we are now. So now it's fully out in the open, and the evil plot has been revealed. And now we know that, yes, there's been, the deep state has been at it for years, making sure that liberals dominate the teaching profession to make sure that the influence of deep, dark socialist communism. Mm. And you can see how successful we've been.
I was going to say, how successful has that been?
Yeah. You can see that, living under a incredibly hardcore capitalist society. We haven't been good at it, have we? No, we haven't really been good.
Not in a successful propaganda program. Indoctrination has not worked after all.
Man. I don't know the answer to that question.
Yeah.
There's a part of me that does say there's something about the nature of people who go into some form of like a helping profession.
That's what I'm thinking.
Right.
Yeah.
That just is to say, liberals we're just better helpers.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
there's a sense of that. And so it's like, is it political ideology, or is it just the reality that they're just better human beings?
Well, I can answer that specifically. Yes. But, there have been very good conservative instructors out there as well. We've had a few in the state that have been participating in politics as well. And
right.
They're very fair. So I do want to say that there are some out there like that. But my impression was always that there was an empathy. There was a drive to help other people out, and that's why they went into teaching. It was a dedicated profession as well, and I think a lot of politicians at some point took advantage of their dedication
right.
by not helping education enough or paying teachers enough, and they just knew that the teachers would show up anyway or donate most of their time, their private time, to help their students out. So I think, it's one of those professions where they've been taken advantage of and not paid what they should have been paid all along. Mm-hmm. And it's because they have a dedication to it, and I think conservatives know that, and they took advantage of that particular quality in an individual.
But you made a great point, though, too. It's like, okay, there are great conservative teachers, and maybe that's the problem, is trying to say that, teachers are, there's so many of them are just liberal or Democrats and going, how about it's just actually it's not a good conservative teacher. It's not a good liberal teacher. Good teachers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Actually are. In one way, undefinable. It just so happens that more cut across, quote, party lines for some reason that, more Democrats are teachers. But when you say, hey, I know some really good conservative teachers, I would say that maybe our problem is that, let's just talk about what are good teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Because I say the same thing. I know some, quote, Republican teachers who are really good, and what is it? It's they care. They care a lot.
That's it.
And so they might just have a bit of a different of a political ideologies. But John, I think you're right, though. It's very easy, though, to take that, statistical demographic that says, oh, my God, 82% of teachers in the state of Wisconsin are registered Democrats. Therefore, that means that, it's infested by liberal indoctrinators.
Exactly. It's a plot.
It's a plot, as opposed to saying, no, it's just a fact of demographic kind of population that says, more teachers are Democrats. It doesn't mean anything, therefore nothing. Mm-hmm. It just is, therefore there are more Democratic teachers. That's it.
And I think there's also a possibility that, being conservative, you're more capitalistic and you don't make the kind of money that you could make in the private sector as opposed to in the public sector as an instructor, as a teacher.
Hmm. Yeah. Oh,
well, that didn't go over well. All right, let's go on. Let's move on to the next bunch of questions, because now, in fact, this is a perfect tie-in. We were talking about DEI. You were talking about it in your podcast, and the fact that you have students that may respond in a very conservative way to an assignment that you give them, and how do you respond to that if, in fact, that particular response in an assignment is contrary to, you know, fact.
Reality. Well, so this is, you know, we brought this up because it you know, this is a real case in the University of Florida system. This was documented in the New York Times. A second year law student wrote a paper and won an award for laying out an originalist argument to the Constitution that said, you know, hey, the reality is that only white people should be voting. And sorry, that's just what the original founders wanted. And he wasn't arguing, from the standpoint of going, you know, this is a historical fact. He was saying the fact is, and in fact, today, if we're in violation of our Constitution by letting anybody other than white people vote. And he won an award, and the issue is going, like, how did that happen? Yeah. And Johnny and I brought up, though, the point that saying, like, when, you know, so teacher education is accredited. And one of our the accreditors typically had language, and this happened to me directly, and also Johnny, you listened to the show. But, you know, this is maybe 15 years ago, I had a student who wrote a paper that indicated that she had a problem with diversity and that it wasn't her job as a teacher to identify and be a non-racist. She felt that that was pushing up against her. But our accreditation literally says one of the things you have to do is help teachers not be racist.
And yes.
Yeah, you know, like, we don't want racist teachers. And so how do you do that? And so, you know, I brought the student, we talked about it, talked to the faculty, and we had a conversation about, you know, what is it that's driving you to think this way? You know, as a teacher, all of the students in front of you, are supposed to, and in fact, your job is to elevate every one of them, you know, and not be a racist. And that was actually something we were supposed to do, because if not, if the accreditors found out that we were letting racists slip through the cracks, we could be in violation of accreditation.
Yeah.
But now in 2025, I'm pretty sure that I would have been the problem in that situation today, because how dare I, you know, infringe on the human right of a teacher to be a racist?
Right. Exactly. I know it's
okay. Living in a bizarro world again. Up is down, left is right.
Yeah, Gordy, you look like you're like, what's going on in the
befuddled
world?
Yes, well, here, that's my usual look.
But here's the thing. It, with this new policy on DEI and anti-DEI, what we're looking at is normalizing racist points of view. We can't call into question any of that, or else we would be trying to indoctrinate that conservative thought.
Yes, yeah. God forbid we would take a racist point of view and hopefully help them understand that you shouldn't do that.
Right.
You know, and what's more striking in this case particularly is this is a very, you know, potentially, you know, a second year law student putting forward an argument that was trying to say to, you know, look, if I'm going to go out and practice law, here's kind of the ideology I'm going to be coming from, which is white people, we're in charge of the world. And in fact, you go in and dig deeper and you find that the student is, you know, vehemently racist. Yeah. Makes incredibly anti-Semitic social media posts. Mm-hmm. And but we came back at it and saying, you know, what was to me the more troubling was the fact that the University of Florida system took a position of what they called institutional neutrality.
Wow. Wow. Not okay. good. What doesn't is, sound good to
what
me.
What does that mean?
Okay. You know. Right. Well, I just think about it, you know, because I know we're coming up on a break. Yep. But yeah, what does that mean?
We will ponder that and maybe try to come up with an answer when we come back.
Yes, it after the break.
6:48. We're talking with Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils. And we will continue the conversation in just a few moments. Stay with us on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMBX 92.7.
Please don't sing. Please, I beg you.
All right.
Don't sing. 7:52, sunshine.
I must be hallucinating on this coffee this morning.
I know you are. Sunshine, highs today in the upper 80s or low 90s, maybe some rain or thunderstorms later, but right now it's beautiful out there. And we are welcoming Abby Abramovich. Did I get that close?
Yeah, Abramovich, yep.
Abramovich from Downdrin's Distilling, right?
Yes.
I got it right now.
Yep.
We were pronouncing it a couple of other ways, but we finally got it right from you. And yep. So
Downdrin's.
So you're in Cottage Grove, right?
Yep, yep.
How long have you had the business? Is this a family business?
It's my husband and I.
Uh-huh.
We're the owner-operators and then a small team of employees. We got open to the public August 31st, 2019. So we only had about 6 months before we got shut down for COVID. The tasting room was shut down for 13 months.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So, but in that time, we pivoted, made hand sanitizer, made like 500,000 gallons of hand sanitizer in a couple months, shipped it all over the country.
Wow.
Donated a lot to first responders in the area. And then built our outdoor tasting, like our outdoor cocktail garden area during that time.
I understand. This is quite the place. So describe it. Describe it to us. Here.
Yeah. So we have an indoor tasting room. We are open year round. The inside and outside areas are open year round. We're family friendly and pet friendly. So the indoor tasting room, I call it like it's my grandma's furniture. It's all that's what I lovingly call it, because it's an eclectic blend of a bunch of random secondhand furniture. There's like a double rocking chair, there's chair made out of an oil barrel, there's couches, very lounge furniture.
Cool.
And then outside is an 11,000 square foot fenced cocktail garden, so there's grassy areas, flower beds, trees. There's actually a playground and a stage that then we have music. We do events year round that are a huge range of activities.
A dog park? Do you have a dog park?
Well, the dogs can be anywhere.
They
so
can. Okay.
Yes,
all
yes,
right.
For sure.
That's very cool.
Yep. And then we do all of our production there as well. Yep. All of our.
Now, what is your production involve? I mean, what do you produce?
What are you making?
We make a little bit of everything, as driven by the Wisconsin alcohol laws. Forever, we could only sell cocktails. Like, we can make cocktails, and we sell cocktails on site. But so we could only make and or we could only serve the alcohol that we make. And so if we wanted a gin cocktail, we had to make gin. If we want some flavored anything, we had to make that. And so we actually make a huge variety of products. It's like over 30 products. We do brandies, gin, vodkas, a bunch of liqueurs, aquavit, grappa, I don't know, flavored rums, all sorts of good stuff.
Spice rum.
So it's a lot of stuff, a lot of different products, but the major theme is that we really try and focus on highlighting local ingredients or things that we can get from local producers as much as possible. So we work a lot with small farmers in the area.
So you mentioned you're pet friendly, indoors and outdoors.
Yep.
I'm looking at your website here, Doundrins.com, D-O-U-N-D-R-I-S, or D-R,
that's,
sorry,
Doundrins. That's Progress Drive, right?
But live music, art classes, drag bingo, weekly trivia, pro wrestling.
Oh, gosh,
pro wrestling.
Yeah. It's an absolute blast. They come and build a ring out in the cocktail garden. And we have two more shows this summer. This is the fourth year that we've been working with this group, and it's an absolute blast.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Yes, cool. Yes.
And you're open, like you mentioned before, you're open year round.
Yeah. Yep.
It's tremendous.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And what are your hours, Abby? Sorry.
It's okay. Our summer hours right now, we're open Tuesday, Wednesday from 4 to 9 p.m. And then Thursday is 4 to 10 because we have our weekly trivia on Thursdays. Mm-hmm. Friday is 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. We have a good special on old fashions from 3 to 6. And then on the weekends, we open up at 11 a.m. Saturday is 11 to 11, and Sunday is 11 to 8.
Make anything like a Myers rum at all?
I don't
anything like that.
Know what.
Oh, you
that
know Myers rum
is.
It's a spiced rum. So you said you made rums, right?
So we don't do a spiced rum. We do a barrel aged rum, and then we do our biggest selling product is a cherry flavored rum.
Really?
So it's made with cherries from Door County, a small family farm in Door County.
Well, that sounds really good.
Oh yeah, that's our number one selling.
Oh, it
product.
Is. See?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now, you have other drinks as well. You have ciders out there. You have beers as well. And
yes, we do. So all of our products are distilled spirits, liquor. We also, though, year-round, we have
a choice
of a lot of other options. We have beer. We have cider, seltzers, wine.
From local breweries.
A lot of stuff is local. Yeah. Yep, as much as possible.
All right.
Well, Abby, thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah, absolutely.
It sounds like a great place. I think we're coming out there sometime soon. We've got something we're working on.
Yes, absolutely.
And we'll tell people more about that as we get a little closer to us. But, Abby, thank you for coming in. And Doundrins Distilling in Cottage Grove. What's the address?
300 Progress Drive.
It's just south of Cottage Grove Road and west of Main Street.
Yep.
Right?
Absolutely. Very good. Right.
Thanks, Abby.
Yeah, thank
good
you so much.
With you. And that is going to do it for our show for today. Stephanie Miller is coming up next. Tomorrow's show, we will talk to Lisa Bernard, get the latest from the Dane County Humane Society, and Amy Horak from David J. Frank. And that's going to do it for us.
Yeah, that's right? About it. I'm exhausted.
Are
though.
You? Yeah.
Yes, I am.
You want to lie down on the couch over there?
I think so. I'm going to huddle up in the fetal position in the corner here now that we're at war again.
Have a great day. So long.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.